There's an enormous exhibition on at the Baltimore Museum of Art. It'll be on through May the 8th. It's New Arrivals, Gifts of Art for a New Century. The lead curator is the senior curator of prints, drawings and photographs, Rena Hoisington. What a lovely thing to welcome you back, Rena. Thanks for coming into WBJC.
And thank you very much for having me today.
I want to know about the acquisition process at the museum. How on earth do you go about this?
Well, this has been a long-term project. What we're talking about with the Campaign for Art is gifts, promise gifts, purchases made with newly donated funds, and bequests that have come to the museum over the course of the past 10 years in honor of the museum's anniversary in 2014, our 100th anniversary, which is very exciting. And through the generosity of so many donors, we have received about 4,000 works of art. It's an embarrassment of riches, and it's very much been a collaborative, a team effort on behalf of all of my curatorial colleagues, but really the entire staff of the museum.
What's lovely is how you pull together some pieces that you have had with some of the new ones. And it's hard to pick a favorite because it's such a diverse exhibition. But I have to say that I think my favorites are those four Whistler nocturnes.
Oh, great.
And if you talk about how you decided to put those together, perhaps it'll give us some idea of the process of how you went about putting this exhibition together.
Sure. Well, when we were looking at the Campaign for Art objects, we were thinking about this large-scale show, which we knew we wanted to cut across department and media and chronology and geography and culture. And we're also thinking about how the collections evolved over time from one painting that we were given in 1914 to 95,000 objects that we now have in the collection. And thought it would be interesting to talk about how each new work that joins the collection really offers a new perspective on the collection, enables us to think about how the collection has grown. So when we were looking at the works in the exhibition, and I'm so glad you mentioned Whistler's Nocturne, because that was really my source of inspiration for thinking of the show. It's a beautiful etching and dry point that Whistler made in 1879, 1880, when he was visiting Venice from his series, The First Venice Set. And rather than choosing the usual landmarks, he really showed lesser-known waterways, vistas of the city that would really give you a sense of the atmosphere of the city, this city on water and light. So he made this amazing etching, and the particular impression we received through the Campaign for Art really evokes dusk or dawn. And any museum would feel so fortunate to have one impression of this beautiful print. We are fortunate now with that campaign gift to have four. And so I was thinking about how amazing it would be to show that impression with the three other impressions we have. And that was really the inspiration for the show, to see how these works fit in with other works in the collection. So what we did was we asked each of the curators to choose, and you can imagine how hard it was to choose when we have 4,000 works to consider, to choose a group of campaign objects and then think about how to pair or group those with other works that are already in the collection. And that's how we came up with really the checklist for the show.
Well, you mentioned the 4,000 new artworks. This is in the context of almost 100,000 objects altogether and something like 200 artworks in this particular exhibition. So an extraordinary feat to pull it together. Congratulations for doing that. This is New Arrivals, Gifts of Art for a New Century. It'll be on at the Baltimore Museum of Art through May the 8th. Further information is at artbma.org. And the person who has really coordinated this so extraordinarily is the senior curator of prints, drawings and photographs, Rena Hoisington. Thank you so much for a beautiful exhibition.
Oh, thank you. I hope that you and everyone else will be able to see it multiple times.